I live in rural Ontario, and we have turbines parked throughout our community, like many other communities. We're a non-mowing house. I understand you're going to repeal the Green Energy Act, but that's not enough for us. We want to know what you're going to replace it with. We want to know if there's going to be a investigation, if there's going to be, there's a lot of corruption in these.
Huge.
Yes, as Alan Whiteley says, these turbines, the Green Energy Act, is an illegal legislation. There's a lot of people being harmed. My family is one of them.
So we need to know.
Go ahead.
Yes. Well, Sandy, I'll tell you, I'm dead against these turbines. Everyone's for alternative energy and so forth and so on, but this is just a big scam. These things are just a big scam. Not to mention, Sandy, your land value is devaluated. So we're going to look into all these deals, and we're going to revisit everything, repeal them, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we get rid of them. If I have to take these people to court, so be it. A lot of these were done sole sourced, and they're making a ton of money. Not mentioning, it's driving the hydro cost up more too. It's absolutely unacceptable. This is Green Energy Act and the cap and trade. I'll tell you what my new policy is for cap and trade. We're going to cap all taxes, and we're going to trade Kathleen Wynne. But we're going to go through this with a fine tooth comb, and Sandy, nothing gets me going more than all the backroom deals on our energy file. It's been disgusting. It's cost us billions of dollars. And guess who's making all the money, my friends? It's not the grassroots folks, not the taxpayers. It's all the Bay Street boys. All the Bay Street boys are making hundreds of millions and billions of dollars. We're subsidizing these wind turbines with our tax dollars. It's going to stop. It's done. It's over. And we will go through it with a fine-tooth comb. We're going to make sure if there's any sole source deals, any hanky-panky, they're getting charged. And if we have to, we're bringing them to court. But it's done. It is absolutely done. I'm sick and tired of watching the taxpayers of this province getting gouged. And then they try to get their liberal ideology, bringing it down our back, and then to add insult to injury, they're taxing us on all their liberal ideologies. It's done. The people have spoken. The people will be loud and clear. We will sweep this province like no election in the past. And I'm confident. I can't wait to get in there. I have some really good friends that understand the turbines and the waste of money it is. And we're going to get them involved. And Sandy, I welcome you, especially people that live in these areas, that certain people have sold out to the Liberal government to have these turbines and devaluate their neighbor's property. It's done. Finished. So, Sandy, as you can tell, I just get excited talking about this. It's frustrating. But thank you so much.